angle. C'est magnifique.
My baby drove in a big bad Cadillac. In a big bad Cadillac. It's a cold winter's night inside my sleeping sack. My baby drove up in a big bad Cadillac. My baby drove up in a big bad Cadillac. I hitchhiked here from heaven. I'm never ever going back.
Welcome to another Totally Wired. That was Kim Fowley with Big Bad Cadillac, which was in fact a version of Brand New Cadillac, originally by Vince Taylor, covered by The Clash, many other people, because the theme of today's show is cars. Some bands sing about them. We can hear cars, the noises of them in the tracks. Some of them are the cars, or similar. Like this next bunch, The Motors, and Metropolis.
Once upon a time, we imagined. Go when time was young. What kind of magic did we see there? Only heaven knows. Not so long ago there was a small town. Suddenly a storm began to grow. And if we look up in the sky, it's high rise. The trees began to disappear. The poppy snows are gone. And let me tell you something, dear. There's escalators.
Yeah.
Motors there, with the song Metropolis from the album Tenement Steps. Motors are cars, aren't they? We can get away with that. And here's the daddy of them all.
Thank you.
was, of course, the classic Autobahn by Kraftwerk from 1975. Now, I fancy introducing this next one because that was from the 70s, in the style of a 70s Top of the Pops presenter, not the dodgy one, although they were all pretty much dodgy. So, here's Adam and the Ants, and Adam, he's having a bit of car trouble.
Yeah.
The Cramps there with Garbage Man from the album Songs the Lord Taught Us. Okay, it was probably a truck rumbling at the beginning of that track. A tenuous link, I will admit, but I'm having it. And now, the sublime Grace Jones with a track filled with double entendres of pulling up to things and sliding in between. But it's a fabulous track. This is Pull Up to the Bumper. Grace Jones there, with Pull Up to the Bumper, and let's stick with the funky disco thing. Here's a band known for other tracks rather than this one, but I think this is the absolute killer. It is the funky Hot Chocolate and Heaven's in the Back Seat of My Cadillac.
Heaven's
From the sublime to the ridiculous, as they say, and a man who keeps tropical fish in his underpants. It's the marvellous Alexi Sale, and hello, John, got a new Malta.
You must be sophisticated. better bet than a copy.
Hello, John, got a new motor.
That's a nice BP suite.
Yeah.
I like your music centre. Here, got your Demis Roussos. Oh, I like him. Barry Manilow. Oh, I think he's terrific. Oh, I love him. I love Barry Manilow. I love him all week. When I hear Barry Manilow, I love him all week.
The brilliant Alexei Sale. Originally from Liverpool, he moved to London to study at Chelsea College of Art and must have been amazed by the amount of Cockney wankers all around him. And he didn't hold back in that one, did he? This is Swell Maps. Swell Maps and Let's Build a Car. Now, this being Totally Wired and everything, you would think the theme being cars, I would of course play Cars by Gary Numan. But that's not what I'm going to do, because I recently heard a cover of Cars done in a kind of steel band style. It was on a compilation, Jarvis Cocker's Sunday Service. It brought to mind Signor Coconut and his Latin versions of Kraftwerk. So anyway, this is the Cats and Jammers and Cars.
Thank you.
was Devo with Speed Racer from the 1982 album Oh No, It's Devo. Now, with all this talk of cars, it's funny we've not had a track from the band The Cars. American New Wave. I was never really a fan, but recently I've really warmed to them. I think they write excellent songs, and it was very sad that Rick Ocasek, the singer, died a couple of years ago. But the music lives on. And this is a track, I think it's an absolute cracker. It's called Sad Song. The Cars. This is The Scars.
Drive
The Scars from the early 80s, a band that never really got the recognition they deserved, but quite nice, spiky, new wave, Susie type guitars going on there. And now on to Robert Calvert, one time frontman of Hawkwind, but he also did many solo albums, quite innovative, a bit of a crazy character by all accounts, often chasing people with samurai swords. An unhealthy obsession with Biggles-era fighter pilots. But I think the period when he fronted Hawkwind was maybe one of their richest. And this is a track from his album Hype, from sometime in the 80s, I think 1984. And this is a track called The Luminous Green Lights on the Dials of the Dashboard.
Thank you.
So that was Robert Calvert, and I'll give you the correct title, The Luminous Green Glow of the Dials of the Dashboard, in brackets, at night. Not lights, as I said previously, although it did sound a bit like it. And now we're going to finish the show with The Associates, a fine 80s new wave band. And this is a track called White Car in Germany. So there's the car reference, if anybody's keeping score. This is Totally Wired. I'm driving out of here now, and I will see you next time.
Is this your inventory? C'est vrai qu'en même temps,